it's a national fisheries college, and the interesting thing about Greencastle at the moment, it's catering for students from as far away as the United Kingdom and across the border in Northern Ireland. So it actually has an international dimension as well as national. It's an essential piece of infrastructure. There will be a new swimming pool, state-of-the-art equipment and state-of-the-art facility for people training for their different skill sets in relation to getting licenses and skipper's license, different licenses to gain them access to be it pelagic or whitefish or merchant shipping.
When can we expect this centre to be up and running?
Well, the commitment's there now in relation to the 1.5 million. Obviously, there will have to be processes to go through in relation to planning. But having met the staff, having met the team in BAM and also the team working in the centre, certainly there is an enthusiasm there to drive this project forward. Greencastle is a very, very important component of the fishing industry. Obviously, Greencastle itself has the whitefish sector. They have their own plans in terms of their own vision, including the harbour, including the retention of the Greencastle McGilligan Ferry, which will hopefully be going to tender within the next few days. And there's a lot happening there in terms of the positivity. The commitment is there from a BAM and training point of view, where we're looking at a substantial seafood sector, an 850 million euro seafood sector that we need to add value to. And the plans and ambitions of BAM and the department is to ensure that we build upon that.